Hello and welcome to another episode of Let Me Tell You a Story, a podcast in which I enlist some of my friends to join me, talk about their life, talk about what they do for work, or maybe just talk to me. It's kind of crappy that we're all quarantined right now. Anyway, this week I convinced DJ Flicker to join me. Have a listen. Subscribe, link, maybe just don't slide in my DMs, please. No, seriously, please don't do that. That's just weird. Hey everyone, this is Jose Moreno. I am joined by DJ Flicker from your Seattle Seahawks. DJ, what's up?
Not much, man. You know, just grinding, working on stuff like that, trying to stay, keep and maintain my distance from everyone at this moment, but, you know, wish everyone the best of luck.
Speaking of keeping everybody's distance, obviously we're going through a very unprecedented time. A lot of things are changing. You mentioned training. We've seen some of your social media posts. Seems like you're working pretty hard. What keeps you motivated while everybody's shutting down right now?
I mean, being able to come back with an impact for this year, actually. You know, last year was good, but this year is going to be a whole lot better. You know, I've been working my ass off, just trying to stay in shape and be ready for July.
You tend to be pretty comical on social media. Obviously, everybody knows about the video of you and Lockett. Why is it so important for you to connect with people through that medium?
I think that it gives not only people but more of the fans like something to look forward to, because I know people get tired of it. You know, some athletes get tired of it, but for me it's different. I want to be involved with my fans. I want to be able to let them know that they have a comfort zone with me. You know, being able to reply to them, because I mean you never know, one comment can make someone's whole day.
And that's very true. Also, another thing that is very prominent with you is your dance moves. Tell us about that.
Oh, man. I've been dancing since I was six, man. You know, I've been had a dance move like Michael Jackson. You know, that's kind of my little thing. A little Millie Rock on the side, because, you know, I did play for the New York Giants. So I know a little Millie Rock. I'm on my way over here coming to the Seahawks and, you know, in Seattle and everything. So, you know, I've always been a good dancer. I've also taken up salsa lessons. I've done that. That was great for me. I think that made me a little bit agile with my feet. But other than that, I mean, I look to dance, you know, let me know.
You're from Alabama. You played in New York. You played in San Diego. You're now in Seattle. You've hit essentially all four coasts. We don't count Florida because Florida is not a real town. So, but you've been able to experience a lot of the culture in the whole entire span of the States. What's been your favorite place?
I mean, I'm from New Orleans, so, you know, being there, learning that culture, you know, that's what starts it. Learning about Mardi Gras, learning the throwing coconuts and a little bit of moon pies, things like that. You know, coconuts a little bit old school now. You know, some guys a little young, you know what I mean? But learning that, I think that's what it's about. Being able to learn about Mardi Gras, learn my traditions, being on Katrina Head, going to Alabama, playing there. And
how many national championships did you win?
I won three championship rings. I have three championships I hold right now. One SEC championship got cheated out of one time by LSU, but we won't talk about that. But I have three championship rings, and it's really been a blessing.
How much do you hate kickers?
Because
didn't a kicker lose a couple championships for y'all?
Well, in my book, we didn't have to kick the ball. We always had to run the ball, so we really didn't have that issue. We only messed up one time. I say when we played at home, it was LSU versus Bama. We lost 9-6. That's the only time we ever lost.
How difficult was it transitioning from such a winning tradition onto the NFL, where obviously parity is a lot more prominent?
Right. I mean. It goes back to, like, really watching film. I think that's where everything starts, with watching film, watching what teams do. I think that's what separates guys and separates players from being great and being good. I think that's where things are – it separates you by one step, or learning something, learning by one step. I think that's where it comes down to. I mean, every team is good. They all have their do's and don'ts and their pros and cons to them. But it's really about what's your team building, how do you want to go about it, what tradition you trying to embed into your players. I mean, it's about how you come in and approach every single day. That's what it's about. If you don't have that formula of winning about success, then you can't win in this league.
You've played with a lot of really talented players within the span of your career.
Phillip Rivers, Russell Wilson, Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn is loved in Seattle. What is it about Marshawn inside the locker room that makes people gravitate towards him?
I think the best thing about Marshawn is Marshawn is who he is. He knows how to be himself. I think that he carries himself in a good way. Yeah, he's a little bit funny though. He know when it's time to go to work, it's time to go to work. He put that hard hat on. Hey, it's time to go. Like you said, I'm gonna run through your face over and over. he means that.
How many times did you face the Seahawks before you came to Seattle?
I faced them twice. I faced them my second year playing for the San Diego Chargers at the time when they came off the Super Bowl win, when we supposed to have met them there. I played them. They were a pretty good team, but I could tell they were not used to the heat, though. And we had them going on to beating those guys by two touchdowns that day. And my second time playing them was in 2017. I played for the Giants. I played against them. I say this is a good little ball club. You know, everyone talk about Seahawks and Russell Wilson. And also, the first time beating Russell was in 2014, too. So it was cool to meet him. I said, man, I thought he was a lot bigger, but he wasn't. So I was like, hey. Must be doing something right. But I played against them. I said, this is a good ball club. And I also thought that maybe they'll win another championship too. So
football is a big part of your life, but there's more to you than football. And let's talk about some of the things. You enjoy gaming. You enjoy cars. Tell me a little bit about how that all came about.
I think I had a love for cars when my uncle first took me out to work on a car. He had an old truck, probably like 1970 truck, and I worked on it for the first time. Learned what a carburetor was. Mm-hmm. You know, that was my first time really like on working on stuff like that. And I think that's where my love for cars came, and I started seeing more cars, and I was like, hey, I want to work on these cars, you know. But I think that I love old schools. I love Impalas. I got a theme for them. You know, I think they're pretty dope cars, especially when you like, y'all trick them out. Gaming came along was more like, I said, well, first of all, I live in New Orleans, so coming outside was a little bit harsh majority of the time. Yeah. So my mom, she brought us a PS2, and I stayed inside playing video games. But my coach, me one of my football coaches, he told me come out and play stuff like that. So that's how I got started football real heavy. And after that, I was like, you know, I'm outside every single day after that. But that's kind of where my gaming came in, because it's more of a comfort zone for me.
What do you play right now?
Call of Duty.
What do you play well? Let me rephrase that.
Madden, actually. What I play well, I play Madden pretty well. And it's for me, it's more than just throwing a ball down the field. It's more about me reading defenses. You know, it's pretty easy.
Do you play straight up? Do you play by the rules? Do you kick? Do you punt? Or do you not play that way?
My goal is to kick your ass in every phase of the game. That's my goal. So either you in cover four or cover three, or you in nickel, dog, blitz, or whatever, I'm picking it up, and I'm going to make sure my offense is prevalent.
You have a thing about your hair. It's unique. It's your staple. Who cuts your hair?
305 Santos on IG. Be sure to follow him. Give him a hat. Cut my hair every 2 weeks. That's the guy that I go to.
How'd you come about being comfortable with somebody touching your hair?
Oh, man. Took me a while.
You have a couple of tattoos. Well, what's the meaning of them?
I have a poly tat, sound of strength of a warrior. On my right arm, I have a tat of one chance, one life.
Rapid fire questions, DJ. Ready?
Yeah.
Favorite car?
Wraith.
Favorite car you wish to own?
A Phantom.
What is your favorite meal in the mornings when you're not on your food program?
Chick-fil-A.
In the morning?
I love Chick-fil-A.
What time do they open?
They open at 5 a.m., some of them, 6 a.m. maybe.
What's your favorite thing to eat when you're on your program?
I think steak.
Okay. How do you like your steak?
Medium rare.
Why?
Because if anyone else doesn't eat medium rare, they're definitely crimbo.
You grew up in New Orleans. What's your favorite New Orleans things to eat?
Oh, definitely. Go eat. Go eat at Willie Mays down in New Orleans. It's really good. Really good cafe. Obama went there as well. DJ Khaled, some of the nice celebrities that they've all been there. I like to go on Bourbon Street, you know, see the little kids beating on the drum. It reminds me a lot of when I was a kid too, because I tried to practice that. Wasn't really good at it, but also you can see actually live like tap dances. A lot of people don't get to see tap dancing unless you go to a concert, but you can see it on the street, and it's street tap dancing to me, but it's actually pretty fun.
Favorite thing to do in Seattle when we're not in quarantine?
Definitely go to Pike's Market. Very nice. I met some good fishermen down there. Fish is amazing. Good barbecue, by the way. Oh, man. I had some good Kaneka sausage and Dole sausage and Dewey sausage, too. Basically, like, walking around downtown, I seen a couple old school movie theaters. Man, that was interesting.
Favorite cookie?
Ooh, macadamia and chocolate.
Favorite thing to cook for your family?
I love making crab balls.
All right, well, this wraps it up for us. DJ, how do they follow you on social media?
Follow me at DJ The Worry 76. And same thing, same as Twitter, DJ Worry 76 on Twitter as well.
And how do they game with you?
You can game with me for Xbox, DJ Fluker 76. And you can game with me on PS4, and it's BamaBoy 72 with the I.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining. And this has been A Chat with DJ.